Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. The extraordinary heat we experience in summer can be used to control soil-borne pests in our vegetable gardens. Through solarization, intense summer sunlight can be utilized to control pathogenic fungi, nematodes, and kill weed seeds in the soil without using toxic chemicals. Solarization is the process of heating soil in our beds under clear plastic using the energy of the sunlight. It can only be done to treat empty beds located in full sun. So as you remove your vegetable crops that have finished up for this month, or if you have beds that are currently empty, you will have the perfect opportunity to solarize the beds over the next few months. After a bed has been solarized, you often find vegetable plantings grow faster and produce both higher quality and better quality yields. This can be attributed to improved disease control and weed control, also the increase in soluble nutrients, and relatively greater proportions of helpful soil microorganisms. So how does one go about solarizing their beds? First, you want to water the beds that need to be solarized thoroughly a day or two before the process begins. Then, thoroughly cultivate the soil to a depth of 6 to 8 inches. This can be done with a tiller, or you can simply use a shovel and turn the soil over. If you use a shovel, be sure to break up any clods of dirt. That way, it'll be nice and even. After turning the soil, spread 2 to 4 inches of organic matter over the bed and thoroughly incorporate this material back into the garden. Adding the organic matter appears to enhance the solarization process, and your beds will be prepared and ready for planting after the solarization is completed. Next, dig a trench several inches deep around the bed and place clear plastic over the bed, laying the edges down into the trench. Fill the trenches with soil to tightly seal the edges of the plastic all around each bed. You must use clear or translucent plastic. The idea is for the sunlight to shine through the plastic and the heat to be trapped underneath the plastic, just like a car with the windows rolled up on a very hot summer day. The upper 6 to 8 inches of soil in the covered beds will gradually reach temperatures up to 100 to 140 degrees Fahrenheit, high enough to kill off any nematodes, fungi, or weed seeds that may be present in your vegetable garden. The highest temperatures occur in the upper 2 to 3 inches of the soil. The plastic should stay in place for at least 6 weeks and up to 8 weeks. Keeping your beds covered from June or July all the way until August or September, whenever we begin to plant our fall crops, should allow plenty of time for the treatment to be very effective. When you are ready to plant, remove the plastic and allow the soil to cool a few days before you plant. Do not turn the soil again before planting. You do not want to bring new weed seeds up from the bottom of the garden to the top. Solarization can be a very important part of an integrated pest management system, or IPM. This approach controls pests in our vegetable garden. We use the phrase controlling a pest because as gardeners, we realize that we will never be able to eradicate or completely eliminate a particular weed or insect out of our gardens. Gardeners who practice IPM utilize cultural practices, variety selection, non-chemical pest control techniques, and the least toxic pesticides to sensibly and safely manage pests in the garden. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.